Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey everybody, Lee here. I'm really excited because for the Story Pirates and for many of you, right now it's springtime, which means it's time for spring break. And I don't know about you, but when I'm celebrating spring break, I like to listen to my favorite tunes and jump around and have a blast. And to do that, honestly, I need a good DJ, because only a DJ has the required skills to hit the space bar on a laptop and start the individual songs. So, please, help me welcome to the show the most famous tiny worm that is also a very cool DJ. It's DJ Squirmalot!
What up, Lee? It's DJ Squirmalot coming at ya, ready to smash that space bar and get this party started.
DJ Squirmalot, I am so excited to have you back on the show.
And I'm excited to spin some jams for all my squirmy wormies.
I just have one question before we start. I know you're really good at hitting the space bar on your laptop.
Mm-hmm. I use my entire body, Lee. I jump as high as I can, stretch myself out, and land flat on the space bar, thereby pressing it down and starting the song.
Oh, I know that. I was just wondering, can you do any other DJ things?
What other DJ things?
You know, like mashups, beat matching, record scratching, turntable stuff, I don't know. DJ things like that?
Lee, Lee, Lee.
What?
Poor deluded Lee.
Did I say something wrong?
Those are tricks, Lee! Gimmicks! Do I look like a gimmicky DJ to you?
Oh, no. That's not what I meant.
I am a purist, Lee. I am a DJ. I hit that space bar. That's it.
I just thought you might have other skills.
Other skills?
I don't know. Sure.
Lee, how can I be more clear? My worm body, when extended, is the exact length of a standard laptop space bar.
Exactly?
Exactly.
That is pretty impressive.
This is why I never leave Ibiza. People like you disrespecting my talents.
I'm so sorry, DJ Squirmalot. I was just being silly. I didn't mean it. You are the best worm DJ in the world.
Worm DJ?
Best DJ, period. I swear.
Hmm.
Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Okay, so should we play our first song?
Let's do it. Listeners, this first 7-year-old from the UK named Oliver, and Oliver's story is called President Worm.
President Worm! Let's get to the story about that invertebrate who wins debates. The anasic who's never basic. The nightcrawler in chief who campaigned on tax relief. Take it away, come on.
There was a worm called Worm.
My fellow Americans, I am a worm.
His dreams were big, his goals were firm.
Big dreams, I can confirm.
He wanted to be president.
On that goal, I was intent.
So off to Washington he went.
Okay, here we go.
And he crawled, and he wriggled, wiggled, crawled. And he wriggled, and he wiggled, crawled. And he wriggled, wiggled.
He came across a river wide.
To the other side.
He watched the ebb and flow of time.
This will be a wild ride.
Worm knew he had to get across.
I've come too far to claim a loss.
To reach his goal to be the boss.
And here we go.
And he swam, and he wriggled, wiggled,
swam.
And he wriggled, and he wiggled,
swam.
And he wriggled, wiggled.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Over mountains oh so high.
Can't give up, I gotta try.
He climbed and scrambled to get by.
Keep your stride.
And as he climbed the ladder door,
little farther, little more,
Worm was stopped by an meteor.
A meteor. This is unexpected. How can you adapt to this situation? Oh my goodness! A wing is growing out of my back and it hurts a little! No change without a struggle. Oop! Yeah, here comes the next one! It seems worse than the first! Isn't that what they say about the second term too? Wow! I have wings! I'm my own Air Force One! Now, time to fly, Worm! Fly yourself to that White House door!
So he flew!
And he wriggled, wiggled, flew. And he wriggled, and he wiggled,
flew.
And he wriggled, wiggled, oh, 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 oh.
Fellow Americans,
wriggle,
as your
wiggle,
leader, I promise to be flexible.
Wiggle, wiggle,
to go and grow
wriggle,
to great
wiggle,
lengths for each and
wriggle,
every American.
Wiggle,
to never get
wriggle,
hooked
wiggle,
by needless distractions.
Wriggle,
and to play a small but vital role
wriggle,
to help the garden
wriggle,
of humanity flourish.
Wiggle, wiggle.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first flying leader.
And he wriggled, and he wiggled.
President Worm.
The end.
It's the Story Pirates Spring Break Mixtape, and I'm your host, DJ Squirmalot. And that was President Worm. I gotta say, that worm's got my vote. Honestly, any worm would have my vote. Worms are just trustworthy. They're never hiding anything. How could we? We don't have any pockets.
DJ Squirmalot, before we play the next song, can I do a quick plug? Hey, grown-ups, we know that kids and families are looking for amazing activities right now, so we're offering a one-month free trial to the Creator Club, our new subscription service full of videos, activities, and more. With a Creator Club membership, you get access to live stream classes about music, poetry, and creative writing. You also get special activity guides and coloring pages that go along with every episode of the Story Pirates podcast, as well as creator collaborations, activities that pair Creator Club members from around the world to make new stories and art. Join now for your free trial. Go to StoryPiratesCreatorClub.com to find out more. Okay, back to you, DJ Squirmalot.
Okay, squirmy wormies. This next track is an oldie but a goodie and a Story Pirates classic. It's by a 10-year-old from Florida named Adriana, and it's called Aqua Bus.
Aqua Bus, Aqua Bus, get your Aqua Bus now.
They can make your school public, whatever, but bus, turn into an aquarium. If you're bored of the chartreuse color on your school bus, well then, get
Aquabus, Aquabus, get your Aquabus now. Aquabus, Aquabus, get your Aquabus now.
We have all types of fish.
That's only the outside. Now for the inside. You will be wearing a scuba diving suit. Many injuries have happened by Aquabus. If this occurs, please evacuate by blowhole.
Then call 911. Oh, Aquabus, Aquabus, get your Aquabus now. Get your Aquabus now.
Girl with superpowers.
She's a girl.
I wanna be a superhero. But there's something that I need to achieve my dream. I just need something
to defeat.
Hi everyone, I'm a girl with superpowers. But I can't be a superhero until I defeat something and save every single person in this town. Say hi, townspeople. Oh, what's the point of having powers?
What's the point?
If I can't be a superhero, I know that everything's okay. I just wanna save the day. I wish there was
something big and scary coming down from the sky!
Was somebody looking for a challenge?
Oh, actually, yeah, I was. I'm a girl with superpowers, and I need something to defeat to become a superhero, so, I guess it's time to defeat you.
Oh, really? Well, be careful what you wish for, little girl. 'Cause I'm the toughest creature in the whole wide world, so return to the hole you came from and crawl back in, 'cause P.S. I am a dragon.
P.S. He's a dragon.
Yeah, P.S. I'm a dragon.
He is a dragon.
And P.P.S. you will never defeat me. 'Cause P.S. I'm a dragon.
P.S. He's a dragon.
Yeah, I'm a big old dragon.
He is a big.
Okay, girl, try a taste of my fire breath.
I've had oatmeal hotter than your fire breath.
All right, how about this? Claw swipe.
Backflip.
Whoa, next dodge. All right, but what about horn hook?
Side somersault.
Scale shot.
Power jump.
Tail whip.
River dance jump.
I took Irish dancing lessons last year.
Oh, who's your teacher?
Kathy.
Oh, I love Kathy.
Yeah, she's my mom.
Oh, wow, cool. All right. Oh, windy wing.
Dodge!
all you got, dragon?
Yeah, well, why don't you show me what you got?
I'm glad you asked. Here I go, it's time for me. Show the world what I can be. I can be a superhero.
Bring it!
All right, dragon, you asked for it. Get ready for my super!
I have been defeated. I have been beaten. But you were just a little girl.
Hey, everybody! She defeated the dragon!
Yeah!
Whoa! I did it! I beat the game! I mean the town. I mean the dragon. I beat the dragon. Yeah, that.
I am a girl with superpowers.
She is a girl with superpowers.
And now I am a superhero. There was something to defeat, and it was so sweet.
Wormies, this is the Story Pirate Spring Break Mixtape, and I'm your host, DJ Squirmalot. That was A Girl with Superpowers, written by a second grader from California named Paisley. And before that was Aquabus, which reminds me of the bus I used to take, except where I grew up, it wasn't an Aquabus. It was a dirt bus. Because I live in the dirt! I'm a worm! Or at least I used to live in the dirt before I became an internationally renowned worm DJ. Now I have several homes. Okay, we're gonna keep the earworms coming with another song. This one's a recent hit. It comes to us from an 11-year-old from Texas named Emily, and it's called Humming.
Quiet down, class, and turn to page 23 in your textbooks.
Lainey, psst, Lainey, can you stop humming that song? It's so distracting.
Sorry, Jason. It's just stuck in my head.
Lainey, Jason, quiet down!
This is a story.
Story.
Of why there's so many bands in the world. So many bands in the world. Story.
Story.
And it started right here in Mrs. Smith's class. Jason was distracted, Jason was upset. Mrs. Smith had gotten mad at him, and it wasn't even lunchtime yet. And when he got home, his mom already knew.
I got a call from school just now, we should talk this through.
That was bad today, Mrs. Smith is strict and you can't be calling out.
But I was mad today, you see. Cause Lainey wouldn't stop humming. Humming, 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 humming. The humming, it goes on and on, you wouldn't understand.
I think that you and Lainey need to go and start a band.
A band? No, Mom. Request denied.
Yeah, let's do it.
Lainey?
Your mom invited me over. Listen, I sing, you play guitar, George plays drums.
Hey.
And Steven, well, he could be our manager.
All right.
The band was finding glory.
Glory.
They were the most famous band in the world.
Hey.
The most famous band in the world. Glory.
Glory.
And they were known around the world as Mrs. Smith's class. Joshua was so worried, worried and upset. They were singing a new song tonight and hadn't finished writing yet. And when they got together, George had had enough, he said.
Writing and rehearsing, it shouldn't be this tough. When we write a song, I'm constantly distracted, I'm constantly perturbed. I keep focusing, focusing, you see. But Jason never stopped humming, 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 humming,
humming, humming.
The humming, it goes on and on, I hope you understand. It's time for me to go, I think I'll start another band.
George's band released a debut album.
We hit number one! Yeah!
But But his guitar is jet, she had some other plans.
George won't stop humming, so I'm gonna start my own group.
It was deja vu and deja vu. The number of fans, it grew and grew until the whole
wanted to join a band. I rep DJ culture, and that's it! I'm a simple worm. I just need my laptop, a smoke machine, and hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of colored lights. And best of all, I don't have to pay for any of it. I just send the bill to my buddy Lee.
What? Look at this bill! DJ, where are you?
Whoops, sounds like Lee just got the bill. I better tunnel into this apple I keep by my laptop. Here I go. Woo!
Where is he? Where is DJ Squirmalot? DJ!
Seems like DJ Squirmalot skipped town. And right when I got my credit card bill, too. Very convenient. Well, I can wait for him. Man, pretty hungry, though. Oh, what's this? An apple? Oh, it looks pretty shiny and delicious. Like, I'll have a bite. Did I just hear something? Nah, couldn't have been. I'll just keep eating this apple. Here we go.
Hey, that apple is my house, or one of several houses I own. They're all fruit. Amy, stop trying to eat me!
DJ Squirmalot, you used my credit card without permission.
But Lee, I'm just a little wormy. I didn't mean anything by it. This little wormy just needed some real DJ equipment.
DJ Squirmalot, I can't stay mad at you. You're so cute. You're a tiny little worm. And honestly, one of the greatest artists of our time.
Woohoo! All right, listeners, we got more music for you coming up right after these messages.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.
Welcome back, my squirmy wormies. Let's keep this party going with a song that features some of our friends from Freestyle Love Supreme. It's written by Talia and Levi from California, and it's called The Puzzle Competition.
And here you have it, folks. The best and the brightest puzzle solvers the globe has to offer will all be on display today in the first annual puzzle competition in the whole world. You heard me right. The first puzzle competition in the world, with the winner taking home a mansion with servants, and the servants are robot dogs. The contestants competing today are Ella Wind, Bob Boustin, Mary Bloom, and Larry Stern. Let's let them introduce themselves. But, as we all know, puzzle solving is a solitary activity, so forgive them if they're a little quiet.
Ella Wind, and I'm here in my element, full up on adrenaline, coursing with intelligence, puzzle palette big like an elephant, elegant, making other puzzle doers sadly go irrelevant.
Big by boosting, busting all competitors, besting all the rest in puzzles, something I am vetted for. You put up puzzle points, best believe I got the better score, so call me king of puzzles here and now and then forevermore.
Oh my, I'm Mary Bloom, I come up in the room, I to drop the kaboom, I sweep more games than the Parker Brothers Boom, I bring more revenge to man than Montezuma.
I'm Larry Stern, I'm from Wisconsin, and gee, golly gosh, I sure hope that I win. I'd love to be more daring, be less on the fence, but I'm actually kinda scared, cause these folks are intense.
But we love doing puzzles, yo. And we love doing puzzles, yo. Is it time to start that puzzle flow? You know. Ready, set, puzzle, go.
Jumping out the box and already feeling pretty rock. Shocked at the sheer amount of stuff I gotta plot. This ain't some little puzzle for your nephews and your nieces. Call me James Fry. Got a million little pieces.
And I'm working the size like I work at McDonald's. Cooking the fries. Puzzle game on lock. Puzzle skills on sick. Taking down jigsaws like I'm in a horror flick.
I got a puzzle piece strapped to my waist. They got a puzzle piece stuck to their face. So fast on these puzzles ain't even a race. I will leave them disgraced, defaced, and erased.
Lay out my corner pieces like a 1, 2, 3. Uh-oh, where did 4 go? Where could it be lately? Seems to me that this whole thing is crooked. I don't think I lost a piece. Somebody took it.
But we love doing puzzles, yo. And we love doing puzzles, yo. Did somebody cheat that puzzle flow? You know. Ready, set, puzzle, go.
You're nuisances. You're useless to boosting. I'm juicing these losers with ghoulish abuses. To win at the puzzles, you got to be ruthless. My teeth are bare. These dudes is toothless. Now it's time for Ella, Ella, Ella. Eh, eh. I gave her salmonella.
I was doing so well, and now thanks to this fella, I am hugging a toy.
boil it on my patellas.
Now it's down to him and me, the battle of the century.
I'll win this thing by any means, surrounded by my enemies.
Why aren't there any penalties? He's so far up ahead of me.
My victory is meant to be. Wait, I gotta have to sneeze at you. That really just gave me a scare. At you, my pieces going everywhere. At you, I got a cold, now what will I do? At you,
I just took the lead from you. Ooh.
And we love doing puzzles, yo. And we love doing puzzles, yo. Who's gonna win this puzzle flow? You know. Ready, set, puzzle, go.
So here's the sitch, I'm about to finish. I'm about to get rich, it's about to get lit. When it just goes wrong, a hitch, a big glitch. I got a big itch, I need to scratch it. And so I do so.
He's open to impunity, his small slip up becomes my opportunity. I'm down to 8 pieces, he's got 11.
Then I place 4 more and now I got 7.
And now I got 6.
But now I got 5.
But I put 1 down.
The crowd comes alive.
And now I got 3.
Then 2.
And then 1.
But suddenly now
the race is all done.
And whoa, I just won. And whoa, that was fun. And now I got those dog servants in my mansion. You can't shun your boy, I'll be telling grandsons. I once had the feeling of being the champion. 'Cause I love doing puzzles, yo. And I love doing puzzles, yo. Is it time to end this puzzle flow? You know. Ready, set, puzzle, stop.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Spring Break Mixtape. I'm your host, DJ Squirmalot. Squirming a lot, yeah. Time to relax your mind with this next song from a 4-year-old from New York named Gene. Here's All Rainbow Cars.
There are rainbow cars that are cars covered in rainbows. They are covered in rainbows. They go to Rainbow Island. There are rainbow cars. The cars don't have people in them. They have star power. The star power makes them go. Covered in rainbows, they are covered in rainbows. They go to Rainbow Island. There are rainbow cars. The cars don't have people in them. They have star power. The star power makes them go.
All of the rainbow cars.
All of the rainbow cars.
All of the rainbow cars. just you and me tonight. Your father has a gig.
Oh, okay. I'll be upstairs playing my ukulele.
I'll call you down when dinner's ready.
A little music to pass the time. Sitting alone at home on a rainy day. You can come again, but rain, please go away. Dad's got a show on the road, he's performing in LA. I stare out the window and dream about being on stage myself one day. And I go, whoa. Then a bluebird started singing, whoa. Pretty soon came a deer and a raccoon, whoa. Then a squirrel and a robin dropped in, and the day became sunny. What just happened here? The weather had been stormy, now it's bright and clear. And what was up with those birds and that baby deer? Some kind of power in my voice, and I want everyone to hear the girl with the voice.
Lilith! Lilith, over here.
Hey, Max. How's it going?
Didn't you hear? Last night, there was a change in the weather. It was incredible. The weather people were wrong.
Whoa.
Wait, what's going on?
Whoa.
Where did that raccoon come from? Can control nature?
Every time that I sing, I feel a power deep inside me. The girl with the voice.
Wow, that's amazing. Hey, everybody, check it out. When Lilith sings,
she sounds like a broken record. We know.
Yeah, broken record.
Broken record. Broken record. Broken record.
Ugh, you don't even see the irony in that chant, do you?
Sorry, Lilith. You'll figure out a way to win everyone over in the end.
Hi, Mom.
Lilith, you're home. Wasn't it such an unexpectedly beautiful day?
Well, not exactly unexpected.
I have some exciting news. You're going to perform on TV tonight.
Your father pulled some strings.
What? It's just what I was wishing for. Now I'll show everybody just what my voice can do. Sitting alone backstage, about to start. Everyone tells me waiting is the hardest part. Gonna sing a song that I know all the words by heart. Finally the lights come up, and the curtain draws apart.
Music fanatics, raise your phones for the world premiere of Lilith Jones.
And I sang. All the people stopped and listened. And they smiled and their eyes got wider. Then they stood and cheered like crazy. My voice has a power. Jones, I mean, you can call me the girl with a voice.
it's the Story Pirates Spring Break Mixtape. And I'm your host, DJ Squirmalot. Squirming, squirming, squirming a lot. Hey, hey. My worm is that last song was The Girl with the Voice by a 10-year-old from Michigan named Etta. We got a slow jam coming up for you now from a 6th grader in Bosnia named Izzy. This is The Clean Machine.
I was at the sea and I started to bore when something washed up along the shore. A peculiar thing.
What thing?
That was shaped like a flower.
A really pretty flower.
I took it and started home to take a shower. More green, trees sprung up
everywhere,
even on the street and in town square.
Look at town square.
That's what I did to make everything better. That's what I did to make everything better.
One more track for you to get wiggly to. Thanks for joining us, and I hope that everyone, human, worm, or otherwise, has a wonderful spring break. Here's the final song from a kindergartner from Pennsylvania named Evan. It's Barry and the Big Climbing Tree. DJ Squirmalot out!
Gotta do, and this koala's gotta climb. So I wanna climb that tree.
He's gonna climb.
So I'm gonna climb. Oh, I'm gonna climb. Oh, I'm
this tree, but I can't.
Barry, dear, all you have to do is practice.
But I...
Now get to practicing.
Day one.
I climb a little, but I keep falling down.
Day two.
I'm climbing higher, I'm the top of the town.
Day three.
So I wanna climb that tree.
Oh, Barry, keep on going.
Give it one more try.
Oh.
Climb to the sky. Oh, I'm gonna climb that tree.
Climb that tree, Barry's coming over. Climb that tree, Barry's coming over. Climb, Barry, climb, Barry, climb, Barry, climb!
Ow! I fell again.
Barry, honey, how was climbing practice?
Well, not
great, because...
Challenger, Barry the Koala.
Go, Barry, go, go, Barry.
And racing against Barry today is our seven-time returning champion, Barry's mom.
It's his mom.
Mom?
Surprise again. I just love a good race.
Okay, racers, get ready and remember, no cheating or else you will be disqualified. Oh, Barry, you can do this, Barry. No time for fear. What you have to do is clear. Oh, Barry, just believe, Barry, that you won't be stopped. You'll win the race and reach the top. So I'm gonna
eat some food?
Eat some food, Barry's eating all the food. Eat some food, Barry's eating all the food. Eat some food. Barry climbed the tree and now he's eating food.